Okay, so yesterday, we're continuing Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, talking about what we call Tachnun. We saw in base, we'll just run through base one more time very quickly. Base, the Tfilas HaPaim, Miyushav Lo Me'umad, you're supposed to sit during Tachnun, not stand. So we talked about exceptions to that rule, when you would be allowed to stand during Tachnun. And then we started the Ramah. Now again, Ramah brings this down. The Machaber doesn't say this. Ramah says Yesh Omrim. It's also a Yesh Omrim. Some say. Dein Nefilas HaPaim Al B'Makom Sheyesh Arno Sefer Torah B'Socho. The only time you're allowed to fall, okay, again. The only time you're allowed to fall, Tachlon, is only if there's an Arno Sefer Torah in that type of place. Avo B'Lozeh, but without an Arno Sefer Torah, Arno T'china B'Lo Kisei Kapaim. Then you would say Tachlon, but without falling, covering your face. That's the custom. So we'll embellish upon that in a second. Now, once you say that, so then the next step of the Ramah follows. Let's say you have the courtyard of the shul that's open to the shul. So that's one case. So in other words, let's say you're in the social hall. I'll say the Torah there. Used to be, I used to be the shul, but very few people. But now let's say, so you're in there, so could you fall Tachlon? So Ramah says if it's open to the shul, then you could. We'll get into that a little more. Or possibility number two, Beshasha Sibur Mispam Afil Yachib Bebeso. Let's say you say you're davening, you're saying Tachlon, the Mishnah Brook explains, at a time when everybody else is saying Tachlon. So then you can fall Tachlon. So what does that mean? Okay, so let's go back. So I think Mr. Eskowitz asked yesterday. Let's go back to the beginning. The Machaber, the Ramah, excuse me, said you have to have an Aron and a Sefer Torah. How about if you have a Sefer Torah, no Aron? For example, I was being Menachem Mobile today. So the place where the person was sitting, sure, they had a table. There was a Sefer Torah. Okay, in an Oval's house, you don't say Tachlon anyways. But again, let's talk about this type of scenario without an Oval. And they had a table. It was a Sefer Torah, and it was wrapped up with a talus. It was a Sefer Torah, no Aron. So how about that? So you're right. So Mr. Eskow was right. The Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, says when we say Aron, it's lav davka. I don't mean specifically an Aron, but the Mishnah Berurah says it would be good enough if you just have a Sefer Torah. Like that case. Just have a Sefer Torah. You don't have an Aron. You have a Sefer Torah, you could still fall Tachlon. Now, the question is, where does this come from? Where does this halacha come from that all of a sudden that you have to have a Sefer Torah in order to fall Tachlon? Now again, people misunderstand. The Ramah says very clearly, if you don't have a Sefer Torah, you say Tachlon, but you don't fall Tachlon. Okay? Where does that idea come from that you would only fall Tachlon if you have a Sefer Torah? So the Mishnah Berurah says it comes from a pasuk after the war with Ai. Unsuccessful war at the outset. So the pasuk says, referring to Yoshua, that Vayipo Apanav Lifnei Aron Hashem, that Yoshua fell down in front of the Aron of Hashem. So therefore, as we mention often, now obviously that's not saying that he said Tachlon, right? But the Mishnah Berurah says it's a remez. That's why I often say that's why it's a Yesh Omrim, right? It's not, you don't find this idea in the Gemara anywhere, right? But some people use that as a smach to that there's such a concept that you only fall down to Davin to Hashem when there's an Aron Hashem. So that's where this minhag comes from. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings out another famous idea, and that is, how about if there's no Sefer Torah, but there's other Svarim? So he brings down many poskim that say that would be okay. The Al Yerava, others. They say you shouldn't. That wouldn't be good enough. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Yesh Cholkim. Some disagree, say that other Svarim would be good enough. Now, and the Mishnah Berurah also says, let's say you have a Sefer Torah at home. Maybe you own private Sefer Torah. Some people have that. So you don't even have a minion. You don't have a minion. You might have a Sefer Torah. Oh, I might give you an example where we're discussing like where we're going to put everything. And where we go. So we might have to store some of our Sefer Torah in people's houses. So besides the Kedusha aspect and all that, you know, another difference would be here. Let's say the person who's the Baal Bus of the house, whatever reason, I wouldn't suspect they would do this, but couldn't come to davening, couldn't come to Mincha or Shabbos. They would fall tachlin anyway. They got Sefer Torah, even though they don't have a minion. So that would be true. That even though he doesn't have a minion, but he has a Sefer Torah, so even according to the Siyei Shomrim, he'd be able to fall tachlin. Now, I just want to touch on one other thing before we end for tonight. And that is that last step in the Ramah. The Ramah said two cases. If you're next to the shul, so let's say you're in the social hall, so could you fall top and don't say the Torah there? Answer is if it's patsuach. So many say that what it refers to is that you could see it. I think the Mishnah Berurah brings that. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says that. V'nucha liros oso tzad, makom ha'aron, if from wherever you are, you could see. It's a window. You're adjacent to, it brings down like if you're in the Ezra's Nashim, so it's a different place, really. But there was windows in the Ezra's Nashim, so you could see the aron. So if you were diving in the women's balcony, you could fall tachlin because you could see the aron. The same thing would apply, let's say, in our case. So though you're diving, I mean, we've learned this before, you should be in shul, but let's say because we have the massive crowd, you know, there's no room, in the hara, so some people aren't. So then the people could still say tachlin because they could see the aron. But the problem is the last case. The last case, the Ramos seemed to say that even somebody who's davening at home, he could say tachnun o b'shasha tzibur mispalim if it's at the time that the tzibur is davening. So Mishnah Berurah says that seems to say even if you're far away from the shul, you could still say tachlin. Now again, this is assuming that you could see, but still you're far away. So the Mishnah Berurah adds one caveat, which really knocks down the whole thing. And that is assuming if you're far away, there's no excrement or something dirty in between you and the shul. We've seen this before, between you and the shul. So let's say, even if you could see it, no matter, but if there, let's say you're outside and there's some dog droppings or something like that, so then it wouldn't work because there's a hefsek, there's something, I don't know what the word you want to use, illegal, interrupting to you and the Aron Kodesh. So basically that won't work. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay, so we'll pick this up tomorrow. Talk about saying tachlin at night. How late could you say tachlin? Some interesting stuff. Bear in mind, like a fast day. We'll get into that tomorrow.